You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Finding God in The Hobbit by Jim Ware. This book is read by Simon Vance. This audio recording was produced in 2012 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Tyndale House Publishers, originally published in English as Finding God in the Hobbit, copyright 2006 by Jim Ware. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Dedication. In memory of my dad, a wise counselor in the journey of life. Forward by Kurt Bruner. No child should grow up in a world without hobbits. Trust me, I'm one who was raised in a home that did not contain a single copy of the book, so I didn't become acquainted with Bilbo, Gandalf, or their dwarf companions until well into my adult years. In fact, I had children of my own before reading the famous Hobbit's There and Back Again adventure. Knowing what it is to endure such a deprived youth, I want something better for my kids. That's why I've included J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit on their list of mandatory delights. No self-respecting list of recommended children's literature would leave off Tolkien's classic tale, a story that introduced the world to Middle-earth, magic rings, and nasty orcs. Its pages show children, and adults like me, just how much a reluctant hero can achieve when forced out of his hole-in-the-ground comfort.